In this bulletin, a severe heatwave continues to affect southeast and eastern parts of Australia. More than 1,000 Australian small wine producers at risk of closure after China imposes steep tariffs. And in sports, the All Blacks pay tribute to late football legend Diego Maradona in their Tri Nations rugby test against Argentina. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Australian grape and wine chief executive Tony Battaglin says the industry is in shock after China announced tariffs of up to 212%. The industry previously benefited from zero tariffs under the China-Australia Free Trade Agreement. Mr. Battaglin says around 1,400 smaller wine producers that rely solely on China for their business are at risk of closing.
It's going to be very difficult to compete with those sort of tariffs. It's a very competitive market, China. There's exports from France and Italy and Spain, South America. So we've managed to get market share due to the fact of great relationships with Chinese importers and consumers. But to try and maintain that at these price points is going to be very hard.
Australia has rejected claims made by officials in China who have argued that some Australian wine is being sold cheaper in China compared to in Australia through the use of subsidies. China is the biggest destination for Australian wine. Every year, Australia exports $1.2 billion of wine to China, accounting for over a third of the total value of Australian wine exports. Australia's first major heatwave since last summer's catastrophic bushfire season is expected to continue over the coming days. While temperatures are set to cool in South Australia and Victoria today, New South Wales' eastern and northeastern regions will sweat through another day. Parts of Sydney, including the CBD, broke the 40-degree barrier on Saturday, while swathes of western New South Wales, South Australia and northern Victoria baked through even higher temperatures, approaching 45 degrees Celsius. Jane Golding from the Bureau of Meteorology says a gusty southerly will come through this afternoon, but the heat is expected to return to New South Wales from Tuesday.
So we're expecting elevated fire dangers, even though they'll drop on Monday. For most places, they'll come back again on Tuesday. A bit of respite felt in southwestern New South Wales, that cool changes through. But for the rest of New South Wales, including Sydney, Newcastle and Wollongong, a really windy, hot day. We do have severe weather warnings out as well. For those wind speed gusts look like they'll be high enough to bring down some trees and power lines around our area.
Ethiopia's army says it's in control of the capital of the Tigray region and is hunting for its dissident leaders. The announcement comes after heavy shelling was reported in Mekelle, a city of 500,000 people. More than 3 weeks of fighting has left thousands of people dead and forced tens of thousands to flee over the border into Sudan. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, says Sudan's government needs monetary aid from the international community to deal with the growing number of people displaced by the fighting.
500-600 per day is not a small figure. Let's make no mistakes. It's true there were days in which they were in their thousands, but it also depends on the difficulties of moving around their country and arriving to the border. As you all know, it's not an easy area. So we will see, I think, influx for some time.
And to sport in rugby, the All Blacks have all but secured the Tri Nations title following a 38-0 bonus point victory over Argentina in Newcastle. It's the first time Argentina has lost to nil as the All Blacks closed out their Tri Nations on top of the table. Unless records are broken in next Saturday's clash between Australia and Argentina, the All Blacks have won the Tri Nations trophy. All Blacks coach Ian Foster has praised his team for their performance, particularly after a shock loss to Argentina in Sydney 2 weeks ago.
Key to attack is that you can really do whatever they allow you to do, whereas 2 weeks ago we went in there and tried to do what we wanted to do and they were good enough to stop that. Here we actually, you know, we made better decisions and suddenly the ball carrying gets a bit easier and the cleaning gets and start to see the space for our skill work. So, you know, I think it just changed the picture.
And before the start of the match, New Zealand paid special tribute to Diego Maradona when All Blacks captain Sam Kane laid on the field an All Black jersey with 10 Maradona imprinted on it as Argentine players stood arm in arm and watched. Kane says it was the right thing to do.
It was just, I suppose, a gesture, a token, paying our respects to you know, an Argentinian legend, but probably a world legend in his field as well. So I think it was the right thing to do Rugby's a game, first and foremost, that's built on respect, I believe, and it was the respectful and right thing to do.
And now a look at today's weather. In Sydney, windy, afternoon cool change, 40. Melbourne, showers clearing, 19. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 24. Alice Springs, mostly sunny, 39. Cairns, shower or 2, 31. Brisbane, sunny, 32. Canberra, partly cloudy, 28. Hobart, mostly cloudy, 20. Perth, partly cloudy, 24. And Darwin, shower or 2, possible storm, 33. This is SBS News.